This is the West Kent Radio News Feature. Hello, I'm Madeline Sanderson. I visited Word Up, a monthly spoken word poetry night founded by Dan Colmer. I spoke to Dan alongside Hannah G, one of the other Word Up organisers.
So Dan, can you tell me a little bit about what it was like to be the founder of Word Up and getting it off the ground?
It's been a long journey. We started at the Forum in Tunbridge Wells, which is a gig venue, which is it's an awesome place. It was the right place for us to start because we were more of a sort of slam poetry vibe when we started, and we've just sort of evolved into what the community needs, which is just an open mic spoken word with hugely talented people from all backgrounds. You know, it's a really, really diverse crowd. We've stopped doing it before and people have asked for us to carry on again because we do it for the love and it is a passion project for both of us.
Could you tell me a little bit about your own background in the arts and your own poetry?
My first experience of poetry is my mum reading poetry to me as a kid. I remember the first words of the poem that my mum used to read me every night when I went to bed. I loved this poem. And I found out that it's a really deep, classic, real grown-up's poem. And it's kind of funny how it can have that effect, the rhythm and the flow and the rhyming and all those things. They make it so much more than it is. And in terms of what I've done creatively, I set up a record label called Defcon years ago. We were a hip-hop record label. We booked out our own gigs. We were doing a lot of it off our own back. We were selling our own records. We were getting funding from the Prince's Trust, and we were really quite proactive in making it all happen. And I think that's what people have to realise. There are so many different avenues and ways for them to get into art, even if it's just finding other people that are passionate about what you're doing. Most months we have a book launch or we get a feature poet come down from London or from Brighton. It's been an amazing experience, and 13 years later I'm still doing it, so yeah, it's pretty cool.
What do you think has made Word Up so successful?
We've just been lucky that the right people have come. Now we're very much just giving young people a voice, giving people with mental health issues and other people that feel like they're not heard a voice ahead of and above everyone else.
And finally, what would you say to anyone considering getting involved in performing at Word Up?
Just come down, watch, and you'll be inspired to read. We have so many people that come down and don't sign up for the open mic before the end of the night. They like, can I read as well? That's how beautiful and how amazing the community is. I say, you know, it's not that difficult. It's just opening your mind up to just do it and realise not everything has to be perfect.
Now I'm speaking to Hannah G, one of the organisers of Word Up, alongside Dan Colmer. Hannah, could you tell me a little bit about the history of Word Up?
Dan started Word Up because he realised there was a gap for something in Tunbridge Wells where people could come together and share themselves with other people and learn more about each other and build a community. We moved to the old auction house last year. We've now got a website, we have a newsletter, we have a zine. We go into local schools, talk about creativity and confidence, and encourage all people of all walks of life to make their voices heard.
And so could you tell me what a typical night at Word Up would look like?
So we have about 90 people attend every month, which for a spoken word event is like a really big audience. We have two halves. The first half, we limit everyone to 3 minutes. Most of our young people are on in the first half because they need to get up for school the next day. And the second half, we allow everyone to have 5 minutes. It's something that after every single event, I get so many emails from people saying, wow, you've created something that just feels so safe and supportive. It's really a melting pot, and it's really a place where people can come and hear from fellow humans and just feel heard.
That was the organisers of Word Up, Dan Colmer and Hannah G. You can find more information about Word Up on their website, wordup-poetry.org. The next session of Word Up will take place on Wednesday the 4th of December at the Old Auction House in Tunbridge Wells. I'm Madeline Sanderson for West Kent Radio.